All things Sylacauga football are here now. This is the Coach Smelly Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
Welcome into the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga hosting the Elmore County Panthers tomorrow night at home at Legion Stadium. Our coverage on the Aggie Sports Network starts at 6:30 on WSGN. That's 98.3 on your radio dial, and of course live on YouTube on the Aggie Sports Network YouTube channel and the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page. Now joined by Sylacauga head football coach Chris Smelly. A big night for your program, trying to get above 500. I think you guys have done a pretty good job to keep it at 4-4. You doubled your win total from last year. Senior night for your team against a really good Elmore County football team. A lot going into this matchup.
It is. Last year we were able to finish the year strong, and so I think finding a way to do that again this year would be big. And proud of this group of seniors for the work that they've put in. Man, a lot of these guys have been playing football for the Aggies for a long time, and so to see them kind of laying the foundation of getting the program back to where, one that we can all be proud of. I think they've done a really good job at that. You know, we've had to overcome some adversity this year and had some challenges and playing a pretty good schedule, man. I mean, I think our region is a very solid physical region, very well coached across the board. And so finding wins can be difficult. You got to really go out and earn it. And so we're, got another good matchup tomorrow night. And, I think our guys have prepared well. We've practiced well this week and looking to finish strong.
Just quickly going back to 2 weeks ago and then through your bye week last week on the road at Marbury, you scored a touchdown in that second quarter, and that's all you guys needed against the Marbury Bulldogs on the road. It was homecoming for them. It was a big night for them. They were gassed up, ready to go. But the offense did enough, and the defense really, really played great football. Obviously pitched a shutout on the scoreboard, but one of the better games that they've played this year as well a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, our defense really stepped up in that game. Had a stand there. I think they ended up with might have been first and goal from about the 10-yard line or so, and held them out of the end zone late. And then we were on like the 2 or 3 yard line and had to get it off of our own goal line. Rance Matchin was able to put together a few good runs there and got us out of that dangerous spot, but it was a good response by our football team of digging deep and finding a way to win there in the second half. It turned into an emotional game, I thought our guys were able to handle that adversity and overcome it, it was a big win, and so it's something that we need to try to capitalize on and build off of. And we've had good weeks of practice, and sitting at 4-4 certainly feels a lot better than 0-8. But even looking back at last year, man, when we were 0-8, our guys continued to practice hard, continued to get after it and do things the right way, and that paid off for them late in the season. So we're in a lot better shape this year, and looking to finish the season in the same way.
Yeah, so 4-4 right now, and then going into that game against Marbury. At what point did you know that C.J. Franklin was going to be good to go for that ball game? And was it a game-time decision to say, all right, you're starting this ball game, this is how many – was he ever on a snap count? Or how did all that work out with C.J. coming back? We knew he was cleared to play, but he did go the full four quarters and looked pretty healthy doing it.
Yeah, he did. And, I think he was a little bit nervous, coming back in and playing for the first time in a while. Was not wanting to take hits and that kind of thing. I think it just kind of getting back into the flow of the game. So, early on we tried to take a few shots, and had an opportunity or two that we didn't capitalize on, just trying to get him back into the flow of the game. But, CJ is a pretty dynamic player. He can create plays with his legs, and a lot of that is kind of his strength. But he's also got a really big arm. He's not a real big kid. He's kind of pretty slight build overall. Slight athletic build. But he's got a great arm, and so tomorrow night, I think trying to find ways to create some plays in the pass game will be a big part of it. Elmore County does a good job of being able to stop the run. They have all year. They play physical and they play hard and they get after you. So we got to be able to match that intensity and then create some big plays.
Last time we looked back at that Marbury game, it was against a coach that you're familiar with that coached under you at American Christian in Tuscaloosa. You could tell both you guys really wanted to win that game, but really more for your programs. You know, Marbury's going into that game, I think, 0-7. Sylacauga was needing another win. Just overall, how did that roll over into the bye week last week? I know that can be a lull week for you. Guys may not want to work as hard, but coming off a win, what difference did that make as you started preparation for Elmore County, which you get 2 weeks to work for?
Yeah, I think it just kind of creates the mindset of again, I think winning is contagious. And so just learning how to win can be just really a skill that you kind of work on and build off of. So I think that was big for us. But, you know, looking at Marbury, like, you know, they were 0-7 going into the game. But they've got a good football team. They played a lot of close, low-scoring games and just hadn't found ways to win. And I think that, again, just kind of speaks to our region. And, you know, it's something you really got to go out and you got to earn wins. You got to catch some breaks here and there and play really good, sound football to win games. And so – you know, I'm sure they're a little bit frustrated. Houston Powell coached with me at ACA for a couple of years, and, you know, he does a really good job, works really hard. You know, you do all the things the right way, and it doesn't always pay out for you and pay off for you in the win column. But, you know, it's just continuing to take steps in the right direction and trying to get your program where you want it to be. And I feel like that's what we've been doing for the last 2 years. Is trying to just continue to build who we are as a program and our brand of football, and building it into something that, you know, we can be proud of. And so, got a tremendous opportunity for this group of seniors, last home game, and, you know, wanting to finish their career as a Sylacauga Aggie with a home win at Legion Stadium.
All right, we'll take our only break here of the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. We'll really jump into this game against Elmore County tomorrow night on the other side of this break. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Discover the delights at Betty Ruth's Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Do you have big plans and dreams to fulfill? You need a home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. They're the perfect loans for big plans or consolidating high interest bills. With a rate starting at just 6.5% and 7.29% APR, you can afford to make your dreams come true. Call 256-378-5559 today. Coosa Pines is where you belong. Annual percentage rates vary. Call or visit our website for details and restrictions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
Welcome back to the Coach Smelly Show. As the Aggies taking on Elmore County tomorrow night at Legion Stadium, final home game of the season. It's senior night as the Aggies close out the home stand. Still one more game on the schedule after tomorrow night. They travel to Glenwood, which is over there in East Alabama. They just moved up from AISA to AHSAA, but that's in 2 weeks. Aggies will close out the year on the road, but tomorrow night, Coach Sylacauga, final region matchup, final home game, senior night for your team. A lot going on around this matchup, but most importantly, a quality Elmore County team coming to visit the Marble City.
Yeah, they've got a good team. You know, last year they were very physical, had a lot of seniors, a lot of size up front, and so they were able to kind of, you know, establish who they are and creating the program that you know a winning culture, which they have not had long term, if you look at it even over the past decade or so. But they're doing a really good job of getting their program back to where they want to be. And so, you know, they've played a lot of good ball games, tight ball games, and found ways to win. And so I kind of expect it to be a tight game where either team can step up and make the plays that got to be made in the fourth quarter to win the game. And so, you know, got to have that next play mentality. There's going to be some ups. There's going to be some downs. And you got to bring some emotion into this game, but you can't let your emotions control, you know, one play to the next, and got to be able to, you know, have that next play attitude and go out there and make something happen.
I did want to recognize all of our football seniors, Coach, a group of kids that have, quite frankly, they've been through a lot here at Sylacauga. That think this is what they're this would, you're their third coach. They haven't won a ton of games, but they've stuck through it through this time, and I quite frankly think that they've made this program better, taking it from where it was when they went 0-10 to now 4-4 going into the final two games of the year. Mike Funderburg, Jamari Thomas, Rance Matchin, Carmelo Kelly, DeJuan White, Logan Fisher, Trevin Kirksey, Brooks Turner, Jonathan Tony, Quail Tony, if you will, Gabe Harrell, Ethan Pruitt, KD Cannon, Trent Welburn, and Nolan and Nathan Gordon. Just a solid group of dudes for your team. Coach, listen, it's easy to quit. You know, it's easy not to come back out. And these guys came back out this year. And I, just like JT Sumner and some of those dudes last year who could have easily stayed at home and not played football coming off an 0-10 season, they've helped this program make progress.
I love this group of seniors. We're going to miss these guys, and you know they have fun. You know, I got kind of a relationship with some of them that we like to be sarcastic with each other, and they like to jab at me, and I'll jab back at them. But it's just a great group, and some guys that have really poured a lot into our Aggie football program. And so, you know, guys, that'll be hard to replace. I think they've stepped up from a leadership standpoint this year, and have laid a great foundation for our younger guys to follow. So not the biggest senior class. I think last year we had 20 something, and this year looking more like 16 guys or so. But just tremendous kids, tremendous young men, and they've all got bright futures ahead of them with whatever they want to do.
I know you do have a good relationship. You're more of a player's coach than – I mean, you're still hard-nosed. I'm at a lot of practices. But it just feels like, you know, in the days where there's a million other things to do, you do have to have some of those types of relationships with the players on your team as opposed to just a coach-player relationship.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have fun, but we also try to work really hard, and I think our coaching staff does a good job of balancing that out. You know, sometimes, you know, do a little good cop, bad cop type stuff at practice, and, you know, we've got some coaches that have coached a lot of football that kind of understand that dynamic of how to challenge guys, when you need to encourage them, understanding how different guys take coaching and what kind of gets them – gets their, you know, their motor going in different ways. And so, you know, a lot of different personalities and sort of a mix of how you got to approach that. And I'm really proud of our coaching staff. I think they've done a good job at that. And so, you know, we're excited to honor this group of seniors tomorrow night and want to finish their campaign as Aggie football players the right way. And winning this football game tomorrow would go a long way at doing that.
In this football game tomorrow, Coach, you've already talked a little bit about Elmore County. I mean, what's it going to take to beat these guys? This was a program that Sylacauga, as Elmore County moved up through the ranks to 4A to 5A, they didn't really have a problem with. But Elmore County, man, they've stacked some talent on that roster. They've gotten more talented. I know I'm from the area. A lot of people moving towards that eclectic Weoka area, able to go to Elmore County High School, really getting out of the Montgomery and Prattville area, moving that way. What is it going to take to beat these guys tomorrow night?
Yeah, we got to match their intensity. They do play physical football and kind of have established sort of a winning mindset of understanding what it takes to win football games. And so got to match their intensity and sort of go out there and be ready to lay it on the line for each other. Got to play sound football. You know, if I had to kind of guess, I would sort of point towards a more of a low scoring game. And so turnovers, field position will be a big part of the game. Ethan Pruitt's done a really good job for us this year as our kicker. And I think all those like smaller details of the game are going to be a really big part of the outcome.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you. Go Aggies.
That's Silicaga football coach Chris Smelly on the Coach Smelly Show. Silicaga taking on Elmore County tomorrow night at 6:30 at Legion. Excuse me, at 7 o'clock at Legion Stadium. Our coverage starts at 6:30 on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Smelly Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Silicaga Aggies, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. On WSGN, the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page, SylacaugaAggies.com, and the Radio Alabama app.